This is Ian Traynor speaking down the phone from Brussels. Ian, can you just fill in a bit of background here? Who is Radko Mladic?
Radko Mladic was a key figure in the Yugoslav wars of the 1990s, most prominently in the Bosnian War from 1992 to 1990, military leader of the Bosnian Serbs, appointed to head that military by Slobodan Milosevic, the Serbian leader in Belgrade. Prior to the 3.5 years when he conducted the Bosnian Wars, and most notably that oversaw the massacre at Srebrenica in July 1995 of almost 8,000 Muslim males, Mladic was also highly active in the previous war in Croatia. He was the Yugoslav army commander in the Serbian stronghold of Knin. When the wars broke out in June 1991, he helped the Serbs carve up Croatia, occupied around a quarter of the country, and then as a native Bosnian Serb, he moved Ian Milosevic, put him in charge of the Bosnian Serb military, and that continued until 1996. He faces 15 counts of war crimes from the International War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague, who have been seeking to apprehend Mladic for the past 16 years. So he has been basically fugitive since 1996, although in real terms, the actual keeping away from international prosecutors really got seriously underway around 2002. Prior to that, there had been no serious attempts to apprehend him, and in fact, he was living fairly openly in Serbia until then.
That raises a question, doesn't it? How exactly did he manage to evade capture or any kind of justice for so long?
Well, it's a complicated story. Despite the fact that he was indicted for the gravest charge in international law, namely genocide, for the murders, the massacre at Srebrenica, there was really little international political will to do much about Mladic and his political sidekick Radovan Karadzic, who faced the same charge as a political leader of the Bosnian Serbs and was only arrested 3 years ago in the summer of 2008 in Belgrade under an alias and under a heavy disguise. Until the early noughties, international Western intelligence services, security apparatus, NATO forces in Bosnia, etc., were not really trying very hard to locate, apprehend the two. But they're continuing after the fall of Milosevic in 2000 and the beginning of a kind of democratic Serbia. The pressure increased on the Serbian authorities to do something. For the first period after Milosevic, under Vojislav Koštunica, so the Serbian prime minister and president, a nationalist leader, the Serbian security services were effectively shielding the fugitives from the tribunal in The Hague. But under the more democratic regime of Boris Tadic, the current president of Serbia, they have indeed made a very strong effort.
Just quickly, what do we know of Mladic the man?
Mladic is a lifelong military officer. Born during the Second World War in Bosnia itself. His father was a partisan fighting the Germans, was killed in 1945 during the war. He grew up with his mother's sister. Went very early in the 1960s, I think, or 1965, joined the Yugoslav military and was a lifelong officer, eventually becoming a colonel general. He acquired a fearsome reputation in the 1990s for being extremely bloodthirsty, ruthless, brutal, cunning. Some of the international big shots who negotiated with him found him a very disturbing personality.
Mm-hmm. And very quickly, Ian, what happens next?
What happens next is that he will be arraigned in Belgrade, identified, and he will be put on a plane to The Hague, where he will occupy a cell on the North Sea by the seaside at a place called Scheveningen outside of The Hague, and will be brought before the tribunal. And this will be a war crimes trial for the tribunal. Karadzic is on trial at the moment for genocide.
Ian, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay,
take care. Bye.